This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Mr. Bradley Dean, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Last week we spent some time on, well, foreshadowing and the fact that the kids are going to be going back into the indoctrination, this cesspool of indoctrination, known as the public schools across the country this up and coming month. So I decided it would be a good idea to spend some time showing the adults, the dads and moms across the country, as to what they are indoctrinating your children with. Well, what happens when it goes beyond indoctrinating? Because we know that they're looking for parental authority over your children. They're looking to remove the parents so that the state can be the nanny. That's what's called the nanny state. We understand that. But you've got to keep in mind, friends, that you do realize that the state has no children. You do understand that. You do understand that the federal government, concerning what's going on in public schools, has no business there whatsoever. And what they are doing is illegally indoctrinating students through a clear violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. And again, let me just set the premise here, friends. 86% of those that are sending their kids to public schools in this country are professed Christians, conservatives, and or patriots, complaining about what's going on in their public schools, all the while knowing that what the government is doing is illegal. So how does that work? It's called being repaid to your face for your hypocrisies is what it comes down to. What we're going to be talking about is ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Folks, they're setting kids up in public schools for the fall so they can prescribe them illegal and dangerous psychotropic drugs. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. And by the way, these were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. He blurted the truth out, folks. Before he met his maker, he told you that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. We're going to be talking about that during hour one and hour two. If you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to go ahead and check us out online, you can do that as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. We have about, 490,639 friends on that page alone. If you'd like to jump over to Twitter, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And one more heads up, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com and Radio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and the such. Folks, what is going on? Sons of Liberty Media.com. Listen to some of these headlines going on across your country today. Hillary, again, we have contributors from all over the country, friends, that are adding to the lot on a daily basis on Sons of Liberty Media, and it's our media outsource and resource for the world to see what the state press and the state-controlled narrative does not want you to see. Again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Hillary's poor health and odd behavior, massive cover-up continues. Folks, what is it that you need concerning the Clintons before you finally respond? Sons of Liberty Media.com, Trump demands Clinton apologize for death and destruction that she has caused. Folks, again, look at the consequence for treason. It's federal code, friends. You do need to take a look at it, because both her and Barack Hussein Obama and the Bushes and those that have preceded those the above said presidents have committed the act of treason concerning the United States of America. Do check out that code when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Minnesota dad, listen to this, friends. Minnesota dad murders 4-month-old daughter by punching her 22 times. You want to get my dander up? Let's go there. Minnesota dad murders 4-month-old daughter by punching her 22 times. We need to do a show on that, because, folks, I want to tell you what, we can get some down and dirty details as to how these people respond. And these are kids killing their kids. Wisdom is justified by her children. Who has taught them that it's okay to kill their kids, friends? Sons of Liberty Media.com, pro Second Amendment group, releases video on lies behind gun free zones. Folks, listen to me carefully. Do not disarm. There's no debate. Do not disarm. It's that simple. You know as well as I do that God has given you rights. And if criminals that you allow to represent we the people rather than upholding the Constitution and magnifying the laws of that Constitution to keep us a free people want to violate their oath, then either you're going to deal with them that are violating their oath, namely your representatives, or else they're going to disarm you. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-betweenites. Do not disarm. Read Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. There's your answer. Again, there's no debate. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com review, Matt Barber's Hating Jesus, the American Left's War on Christianity. Folks, I'm sick and tired of people talking about the left-right paradigm. I'm sick and tired of people talking about the left and the right. If they didn't talk about the left and the right, then they wouldn't have anything to talk about. And by the way, that is my job, is to work myself out of a job. Right? R-I-G-H-T? If you were doing the right thing right now, all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. Because again, friends, when you're talking about the left, you're talking about those that will not be ruled by God. And if the right in America was doing the right thing and they want to call themselves right, why is it that they're not doing the right thing? Again, today's Republicans, friends, are yesterday's Democrats. What's it going to be like in 10 more years? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Wyoming judge stands her ground against attempts at forced conformity. Folks, do you realize how simple this would be if judges and civil magistrates, those that represent we the people across this country, could just simply shut down the President of the United States because he is not above the law? That's all our judges have to do, is come back and reinforce what the law says by discovering and applying what the law says. And if they don't want to do that, you can read Article 3, Section 1, and then go to Article 2, Section 4, and remove them for a lack of good behavior. It's not difficult. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, outrageous 22 young girls sexually assaulted at Stockholm music event by guess who, friends? None other than them poor, poor, unassimilated Muslim immigrants that come into countries that are appointed to, what? Plunder.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for making the Sons of Liberty Radio.com the number one show on the weekends. We greatly appreciate that. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to highlight a couple more articles here before we get over to the fictitious disease, namely ADHD, and how they're setting up kids in public schools for the fall to prescribe them antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. And we're also going to bring you over to school shooters. And what do they have in common? Guess what, friends? They're all on dangerous psychotropic drugs. We're going to be highlighting that in just a couple moments here. I want to go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Terror Tide Care, C-A-I-R. Notice the words they use, friends. Terror Tide Care to Donald Trump. The Constitution says government cannot study or criticize Islam. Really? That's new news to me, friends. They're telling Donald Trump, you're sworn enemies, friends, that are using any means necessary to destroy your country, are telling Donald Trump that, listen, you can't be stopping Islam, man. I mean, we have a right to be here, and the Constitution says that, you know what, you don't have a right to criticize Islam. Did you know, friends, that the Islamic dangerous political ideology, those that follow the Muhammad, the pedophile prophet himself, did you know that it was illegal, and it's illegal to actually bring the rabies inside of that dog into the America that we now live? Matter of fact, I wasn't the one that said that. You know who said that? Was Winston Churchill. He said that the religion Islam is like rabies in a dog. And folks, let's tell the truth and shame the devil, because that's exactly what he did. But what I want you to do is I want you to understand, friends, that the religion of Islam overall is illegal in this country. I bet most people listening to me right now had no idea that it was illegal in this country all the way up. As a matter of fact, friends, it was renewed back in 1952. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama doesn't want you to know the facts, because they run counter to his plan, that Saudi Arabian agent, right? He doesn't want you to know that, because the minute you realize that, then guess what? It's going to be another law that he's going to go ahead and have to trample underfoot, because he doesn't want anything in his way. He wants to just go ahead and rule as the tyrant that he wants to be. And folks, for the most part, again, we have to take responsibility and admit, folks, the American people have given him free way concerning the crimes that he's committed against this country over the last 7 3/4 years. So we can't say it's way out there that he has and wants to continue destroying and fundamentally transforming this country. Now, again, let's tell the truth and shame the devil here. We do know, friends, again, I'm right now pulling this up so I can read this to you. What happens, friends, is during these intervals, these breaks that we take during radio, I start to get, you know, thoughts on what we're talking about here if I'm not capturing them right then and there. And then, of course, when you're looking for what you're looking for, the internet wants to slow down during that particular time. But you remember what A.N. Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means necessary. Right? Well, you know that Islam was banned from the United States again in 1952. The Immigration and Nationality Act, passed June 27, 1952, revised the laws relating to immigration, naturalization, and nationally for the United States. The act, which became public law 414, established both the law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States, and remains effective today. It's important you understand why it's illegal, friends. Listen carefully. Among the many issues it covers, one in particular found in Chapter 2, Section 212, is to prohibit the stopping of entry to the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States by force, violence, or other unconstitutional means. That's what CARE is all about, folks. See, they are prohibited in the United States of America, but the American people, because they're called CARE, C-A-I-R, well, then you have, well, the impression that they're good people and they're just doing the right thing, when in fact the opposite is true. It's just like the unconstitutional act of tyranny called the Patriot Act, friends. I mean, just because they name it the Patriot Act doesn't mean it's patriotic. Patriotic means to uphold dying laws. The Patriot Act that's been established through the Bush regime was there to tear down the Constitution, not to uphold it. So it counters and it contradicts its very definition. Going back, that Islam was banned from the United States in 1952. This, by its very definition, rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but this law is being ignored by the White House. Islamic immigration to the United States would be prohibited under this law because the Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government, the Constitution, and to the Republic. Folks, it runs against your Christian heritage. Okay? These are the children of the flesh in which we're exposing here. All Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life-guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. Now the politically correct crowd would say that the Islamists cannot be prohibited from entering the United States because Islam is a religion. Whether it is a religion is immaterial, but it is not, friends, because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of our government are prohibited. That's pretty simple. There's nothing difficult to understand about what I just said in any sense of the word. Now going back to what I was just highlighting, in fact, CARE's saying to Donald Trump, hey, the Constitution protects us. You can't sit there and attack the Muslim faith. You can't attack who we are. I mean, if you do that, then you're exposing us, and we hate the law. Wow, friends. Hey, let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, because that's where this article is. Government of Italy now declares war on Islam. See what happens, friends? They let them in. Then they understand what their objective is, and then they begin to combat them after the fact. Isn't prevention, again, friends, better than cure? Here's some good news. Texas says no to refugees without security guarantees. In other words, have they been properly vetted? If not, we're not bringing them in here. And you do understand that Barack Hussein Obama, just this last week, was over at the UN. Remember the United Nations, they want to keep peace, their version of peace, right? Which wars against anybody that disagrees with their dangerous ideology, namely global governance, right? New World Order. But Texas said no to him because we realize Barack is over at the UN now. Trying to get over 200,000 illegal Syrian Muslims to come into this country that refuse to assimilate because they hate the United States of America. They mean to overthrow the United States of America. Man, we're beginning to see local governments stand up. Good for them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Did you know that in Pennsylvania, the county resists atheist bullying, all three of them? Yeah, there's probably about 3 to 5 atheists in this country. And keep in mind, atheism precedes communism, okay? Just thought I'd share that with you. And John Witherspoon, one of our founders, who helped the Declaration of Independence architect that very document, he was the one that said an atheist is an enemy to this country because it was God that shed his grace upon us through his son, Jesus Christ. How right on was he and how right on is he? Oh, my goodness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's just a whole lot going on in your country today, friends. Let me tell you. WikiLeaks plots ultimate email dump to derail Hillary Clinton. Folks, she should have been derailed a long time ago because she's been exposed how many times, just like Barack Hussein Obama, time and time and time and time and time and time again. Romanians beat Muslims who try to force them to comply with Sharia prohibition against alcohol. I don't know if that's the right reason. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, mother who drowned her kids now faces the judge. What is going on? Why is it always zeroed in on our kids, friends? I really would like to know. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, did you know that in Venezuela, they're destroying thousands of guns? It's a renewal of efforts to disarm hunger, an angry population. Well, let me tell you something, you angry population in Venezuela. Why is it that you let a handful of people do this? Yeah. It's just the same thing I reflect when I look in the mirror concerning what's going on in this country, how it is that 318.9 million people allow less than 535 people to destroy it, to destroy who we are. Oh, and my goodness, friends, the high price that's been paid to give us what we have today. A couple more. Angela Merkel. This is the German dictator. You'd have thought the people in Germany would have understood from Adolf Hitler not to allow this again. But now they're letting this devil, and she is a devil who's taken orders from the White House along with French, Belgium, so on and so forth over in Europe, friends. She was the one that was responsible for hitting the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. Okay? Don't tell me she's not taking orders, friends. But what she said is, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim migrants didn't bring Islamist terrorism to Germany. Folks, isn't that like saying Christians don't bring Christ to their prospective countries? I mean, isn't this ridiculous? Folks, again, they want you to take them for face value. But it shows you how dummied down they've been over in Germany to actually believe or to allow an individual like this to actually lead the way when, in fact, they're not called to lead but to magnify the law.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. In its study, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at 2.4 billion drugs prescribed in visits to doctors and hospitals in 2005 alone. Of those, 118 million people were prescribed antidepressants. High blood pressure drugs were the next most common, with 113 million prescriptions. The use of antidepressants and other dangerous psychotropic drugs used to be street drugs back in the 50s. Those that affect brain chemistry have skyrocketed over the last decade. The adult use of antidepressants almost tripled between the periods of 1988 to 1994 and 1999 to 2000. Between 1995 and 2002, the most recent year for which statistics are available, the use of these drugs rose 48%, the CDC reported. Why? Why would they be doing that? Matter of fact, there's been a dramatic rise in the sale of antidepressants in the past decade alone. This is a new statistic. According to IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States surpassed $11 billion in 2010. Antidepressants are one of the most commonly prescribed drug classes. Four out of five physicians prescribing antidepressants are not even psychiatrists. And the drugs are increasingly being given for non-psychiatric uses. Wow! Sounds like somebody may be getting a kickback, do you think? Oh, just wait a second, folks. What we've been talking about last weekend was we're foreshadowing over the next month and foretelling the things that are going to be happening in public schools in this country. The greatest question of all that I'm going to ask during the end of the show is, why is there public schools in the first place? What are they using them for? Besides a cesspool of indoctrination illegally, what else are they doing in public schools to your kids? I want to tell you, they're setting them up for the fall. They're setting them up for the fall. ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, founding member, Royal College of General Practitioners. Well, what about this one? These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD. Again, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Folks, they can make up anything and the people will bite on, like a bunch of stupid fish that take the bait. This was his last interview before his death. He said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I wonder how that's working out for him today. And I wonder how that's working out for the kids that are being mandatorily prescribed psychotropic drugs that used to be illegal in the 50s. And by the way, this all came out under the bushes. Just wanted to let you know. It is that important for you to understand. Because everybody, for some reason or another, has got this idea in their head or this impression in their minds that the Bushes were good guys. Oh, my goodness, friends. Little do you know. I just shared with you that $11 billion were made off of antidepressants in 2010. This dramatic increase in usage could possibly be in direct connection to the controversial teen screen survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. Folks, notice the name again, teen screen, like they're doing you a favor. Teen screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of students over the past decade. I didn't know that that was their job. And more public schools have brought in the manipulative survey for children, setting them up for a prescription. Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you an example. One of the questions asked is, has there been a time when you felt you couldn't do anything well or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people? Folks, who hasn't thought that? This comes to my aid right now. For all you burnt hippies, I just want to let you know that I'm a musician. I'm a drummer as well. Besides a preacher, number one, a daddy, number two, a husband, number two and three, right? This is all together. I'm just giving you them in order. Outside of doing columns in high schools and colleges and radio and television, tea parties and whatever you want us to do, we'll be it and we'll do it. I become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. John Bonham, from the band Led Zeppelin. I don't know if you guys know of who he is. I'm sure you know who Led Zeppelin is, but John Bonham was one of the best drummers in the world. Unique as all could be. Far be it from me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due. This is one of those. John Bonham used to think that there were so many other drummers out there that were way better than him. As a matter of fact, he was so depressed at that particular time, friends, he ended up drinking himself to death. He died in his own vomit. But before he died, he was on his way to practice, and he was complaining to his band members that he wasn't a very good drummer. Folks, the guy surpassed how many drummers? Even today, and he's been dead for, what, 40 years? I mean, how many people back in the 50s, going to back to you 50s hip-hop groovy ones, I'm going to the 70s and the 50s, do forgive me. Sorry, daddy-o, right? Or is that the 40s, right? We're going 40s, 50s, and 60s, now the 70s and the 80s. The discos, the disco generation. But going back to the 50s, friends, it's interesting. I know that my wife's dad, when Elvis came out onto the scene, everybody felt belittled because of how good Elvis Presley was. So does that mean they should be on antidepressants? Should John Bonham have been on antidepressants because he didn't think he was as good as a drummer as any other drummer out there, when in fact he far surpassed them? Those that didn't feel up to par or as good looking as Elvis Presley, should you put them on antidepressants? Well, that's what they're trying to tell your kids. Another question is, in the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Folks, I feel that almost every day of my life, but yet I'm still looking for more to do. In the last year, students are asked in public schools, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? Nearly 20% of the students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill, which leads to a prescription. See, this process being sold, this process, again, is being sold as suicide prevention. However, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force found no evidence that screening for suicide risks reduces suicide attempts whatsoever. As a matter of fact, it aids it. I'll get to that in a moment. This reminds me of the DARE program. DARE to resist. DARE to keep your kids off of drugs. DARE to say no. The word DARE itself, defined, friends, is to provoke. And it's interesting, when I do public schools, I'll say, how many in this room, the more I tell you not to do something, the more you want to do it, they yell back in unison, the whole school will. Do what you told us not to do. Well, I'll tell them, DARE to say no to drugs. They found out that 30% of those that went through the DARE program increased in drug use, friends, because the program's teaching them how to use drugs, where to get the drugs, how to make the drugs, what the drugs look like, and how to use them, as I said. I mean, this is communism to the T, folks. DARE to say no to drugs when, in fact, it's teaching them how to use drugs. And it's interesting, you'll have cops that are actually showing these big, huge tablefuls of pictures, and they'll show them the drugs, and they'll show them the paraphernalia, and they'll show them, again, what it looks like. They'll show them how to use it. They'll show them where to go. Friends, I'm not going too far. Believe me, they're going too far because this is what they're doing. Interestingly enough, when I'm doing high school assemblies and I'm exposing the DARE program for what it is, which I'm not going there today, I will soon enough, I have all these DARE programs officers in the public schools looking at me with a smile on their face, nodding, agreeing with everything I'm saying. And then every once in a great while, like when I was out in Virginia doing a high school exposing the DARE program, he didn't like the fact that I was exposing him for who he was. And again, I'm not saying that they purposely are teaching kids, but I'll tell you how to use drugs. But I am telling you, those DARE program officers that have a smile on their face, they know all the well what's going on, but they prefer to keep their job than to set the kids free from drugs. See, if they came in, the police did, and enforced the laws against drug use, which, by the way, 80% of the drugs confiscated in this country still hit the streets. Is that a shock for anybody out there? But if the cops were enforcing the laws against the drugs in the first place, friends, we wouldn't have to worry about kids using drugs, would we? Nope. They're teaching them how to do it. In these big cases of drugs, as I said, folks, you have a cop standing there teaching the kids what they are and how to use them, just like these programs are. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force found no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. In fact, in parallel to the DARE program, it teaches them to do the opposite. And concerning what the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force found, no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts, you'll find that dangerous psychotropic drugs actually create the atmosphere and the mental attitude to commit the act of suicide. I mean, for example, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation are the side effects of antidepressants. And if you think I'm kidding, go ahead and look at the antidepressant black box warning on the back side of the box. You ever see these commercials? You know, just walking through the airport, that's my version of sitting and watching television, or going into a restaurant where they got to have 100 TVs around you so you can't even have a conversation without your family or with your family because you're diverted by every direction or in every direction that you look by one of their televisions. But you see these commercial after commercial after commercial concerning their drugs. And for about 5 to 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, they're talking about the positive effects of the drugs. And then for 45 seconds, the remainder of the commercial, they're telling you the side effects of the drugs. And yet there's people out there that are actually buying these. It's like those that spend now, what, $8 to $9 on a pack of cigarettes? But if you look at the side of the cigarette box, you'll see the warning. People just ignore that. to their own demise. We're going to come right back, folks. We're talking about, well, we're going to be talking about shooters in the pharmaceuticals. We're going to be talking about fraud. And we're going to talk about the fictitious disease and how your kids are being set up for mental screening through, guess what?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Talking about ADHD and the father of ADHD saying that ADHD is a fictitious disease. We're going to get to more of that in just a couple moments. I'm setting the precedence or the premise right now as to what's going on. Because we see that in past generations, countering what I'm exposing right now, parents would train their children in the way that they should go using the rod of correction, Proverbs 22, verse 6, to drive foolishness from the hearts of their children, while the pharmaceutical companies compete for the position contrary to that which God commanded. Because the kids are being handed over to these people to do what they will with America's children. And again, in the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day while American students are used as political and medical guinea pigs. Did you know that Obama is attempting to deputize the medical industry to screen the mental health of every American? Folks, this is Germany all over again. This is some serious stuff that's going on, folks, and these people are not the kind that you can help. They must legally and lawfully be removed. I was just sharing with you a couple minutes ago during the last segment, friends, when reading the antidepressant black box warnings, you will see the side effects. Some of their side effects include homicidal ideation, murder. I mean, crazy homicidal ideation. Well, the pharmaceuticals know, along with their devilish attorneys, know that, well, we told them the side effects. So if they go out and murder someone because of the drugs that they took and that we prescribed, well, we're going to be free from any consequence lawfully. Okay, we're impervious now to this point because we told them that the side effects are homicidal ideation. We're going to get to that hour too, friends. Another side effects of these antidepressants, alcohol abuse. Another side of these antidepressants, side effect, feeling drunk, delusions, loss of consciousness. And it's interesting, folks, after today's show, I'm going to get some emails from people justifying why they have their kids on these dangerous these antidepressants. And furthermore, what I'm telling you, friends, is the one that created this fictitious disease told you it was fictitious, but that's the part that they jump over because they don't want to hear it, because they want to justify why they've got themselves or their children on these dangerous, dangerous psychotropic drugs. Again, side effects, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. Okay. Ooh. So let's jump over to the father of ADHD. Again, listen to what he said. I didn't say it. He told on himself. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. He is the father of ADHD. He said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. But through Teen Screen this year, friends, they're going to try to set your kids up for the fall so they can find 20% that take the test, which every one of us would fail, and they already know that, will be prescribed, guess what? Antidepressants. And as I said, friends, you better bet your bottom dollar there's some major kickbacks concerning those that are prescribed. We're going to be getting to that as well in just a couple moments. Leon Eisberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, the guy, the father of ADHD, and furthermore, the one that said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, he received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Research. He won the award. Folks, he's been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work. In his trials, research, teachings, and social policy, and for his theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Yes, and it was even admitted that they are his theories. See, this reminds me of evolution, which used to be illegal all the way up until 1968 in this country to teach. It's not taught as a theory. It's taught as a fact. I mean, we're going to talk about that probably next week, friends. I mean, folks, they can't get it right. The Bible tells us we're 6,000 years old because we are 6,000 years old, this globe. I mean, scientists, which is the study of creation, they want to come in and take accolade for what God created by making a discovery of what God created, and they want to take it to themselves. And then they want to deny the creator of that which they just discovered. How much? Well, come on, America! Really? I mean, one day they tell you, the earth is 10 million years old. And then you watch some educational documentary, and then they talk about 60 billion years old. And then you hear another scientist talk about how the earth is 5 billion years old. I mean, folks, they can't get it right. And these are the people that you're subjecting your kids to. These are people that are teaching that haven't been taught. And by the way, they all the well know what they're doing is a lie, but that's how they make their money. By propping up the lie like any other individual does concerning scientists and whom we're talking about. I mean, look at global warming, friends. I mean, come on. Hey, we can go down this road. Just think about it, though. The meteorologist cannot even accurately tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. And yet you want to believe that they can tell you what happened 5 billion years ago and 60 billion years ago and 100 billion. Folks, they don't have the numbers right because they're confused. They're not qualified to tell you a thing. And yet they want to educate. This is what's going on in colleges too, by the way. And then you wonder why they're a confused generation. This is what they're going to be teaching your kids in the up-and-coming days in public schools in the United States of America. And keep in mind, it was all illegal. Going back to the ADHD and how it's a prime example of a fictitious disease, said the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. He admitted that it was all theory. Matter of fact, the medical industry is now using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Our children. The state has no children. Parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for are their parents. Just like I was as a kid. In hopes of being the blessing that God intended them to be, and that I was supposed to be to my mom. And my dad was AWOL. He was MIA. But in the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis. And yet, the founder and the scientific father of ADHD said it was completely created. It's fictitious. It doesn't exist, he said. Well, if that's the case, then why is he on the drugs in the first place? Is this a way to pacify parents because the doctor said so? And after all, they know more than we do. When in fact, when you look in Scripture, you can see that the woman that pressed in and touched Jesus, who was healed on the spot, she had lost all that she had to what? Physicians? Until she went to the great physician who still heals today. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Instead of going to the great physician, you want to go to man. Well, he may be God's hands for that particular time. Yes, and in fact, we've seen that quite a bit. Praise God for that. Those are yielded doctors that are yielded to the truth and factual evidence, not circumstantial, not fictitious, not created, not contrived, friends. And that's what we're seeing across the boards. By the way, fictitious means not real or true, being imaginary or having been fabricated. Let me say that again, okay? We're exposing ADHD, the father of ADHD said, again, that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, fictitious defined, not real or true, said the scientific father, being imaginary or having been fabricated. They have made hundreds of millions and billions of dollars off of the ignorance of the American people. And now they're attempting to do it by force so they can make more. But again, I'm talking about 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medications for ADHD, which in fact is fictitious on a daily basis, with increasing tendency and with the help of teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the student for the fall. I'll tell you what I would do. If I had a student in public school and they put my kid through this teen screen, first of all, I would tell my kid, you opt out and don't ask for permission. You're opting out, number one. Number two, if they were to try to prescribe my kid, who I knew was absolutely normal in every sense of the word, I would take it to the pharmaceuticals, friends. That's exactly what I would do. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.